You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my August 2023 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Answering God's Call. In the early days of my healing practice, I used to hear this a lot. When am I going to get it? People had a sense that something had not, quote unquote, snapped into place. They were not on board or not stepping up. It was for this reason that they had not aligned to their spirit, and they were seeking that magical puzzle piece. For those journeying a while, it now sounds more like, why am I not embracing what I know? With commitment. The catalyst does come, just not in a tidy package with clear answers. God calls upon us at seemingly unusual times. It seems to appear out of the blue when we least expect it. This change in experience is something that is meant to stir the soul, not to create drama or hurt or pain. That's not the intention at all. It's meant to awaken something inside that is laid dormant and has been waiting to emerge, as though there is a divine timing to what comes next. It's not often that this happens. Often would dilute its value. There are key pivotal events in life that we all experience that stand out above others. Some we can't ignore, and others we will never forget. It's the way of the soul spirit that sooner or later, something happens in our lives and offers us an opportunity to bring about a profound spiritual change, if we're willing. That time is now for many people. Perhaps not in the way it's happened in the past when there was tremendous shock. Shock may be part of the picture for those who've been living in the reality bubble of deception and just now starting to recognize the depth to which humanity has been manipulated. They are realizing just how extensively the human heart has been captured to serve the puppet masters instead of the life by which it was created. Though, there's always more to be revealed to everyone. For the conscious travelers, the change that is upon us right now can be considered to be an awakening. But before the aha, there must be incineration, dissolution, or dismantling. Through the natural laws of alchemy, it's the release of the veils that have darkened, obscured, and distorted the accuracy with which we perceive ourselves. Meaning, each person listening to this article has likely, by now, understood that life as they imagined it, as per the ego's preference, is not quite the way it's actually transpired. There has been some other power that prompts and nudges us to a different path in a way that holds no ready-made answers. The way can be exceptionally trying, at times testing us through the unimaginable. There can be a lot of inner churning before clarity, an all-consuming struggle before any peace, and a lot of bargaining, anger, and pushing and pulling in a tug of war with God before we say, okay, I get it. It's up to me to choose who I want to be. One way or another, we walk that path, processing, confronting choices, and putting down the ego like emptying our pockets of rocks, eventually allowing God to transform our burdens into our integrity. And when we stop resisting, when God has a home within our hearts, then we realize, oh, look at what's been inside me. Look at how capable I am. Oh, this is where I am. This is only where I can be. It's then that our self-perception shifts from our pain to our power, where we are more centered in multidimensional self-awareness than the material realm. Those things that once had importance take a backseat to an elevated sense of self. We can no longer call this higher expression of us strange, crazy, weird, or even a miracle. We can call this living as God presence, with awareness of what it means to be a sound-like body, what it means to be a soul in a human vessel with purpose, and what it means to be part of a collective consciousness that isn't falling, but rising. Imagine all the difficulty, the thwarting, the suppression, the reversals, the obstacles, the pain, the negativity, the density, the realms ripe with opposition to your very existence, all transmuting. Yes, imagine it and invite it in, because that potential is waiting now to burst into probability. You are no longer waiting for the world to be different before you can be. You are different. You can allow what's outside of you and observe it because you know the power of your inner core spirit. You have become the vessel of alchemy. So, when God calls you to step up, will you recognize that turn in the road and move with it without complaint, grasping, or pushing it away? Will you allow it and accept it? Will you trust in the journey more than the need for certainty? Will you turn your heart to the one that says, we have returned to each other, to remember how life was before it wasn't that at all, before sacred turned to scared, and before home was robbed of its divinity? Will you keep choosing it with commitment? To deepen your commitment to your God presence, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.